This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Joy 94.9, you are on the Thursday morning show with Anastasia, and I'm going to be taking you through till midday. How are you doing this Thursday? You doing all right? You coping? Are you enjoying the music? I hope you are. Are you a lesbian? If you're a lesbian, stop right now. Stop what you're doing, because on the line I have got the founder and CEO of Busk Films. Her name is Andrea. What's your surname there?
Wang.
Can you fly?
Of course.
Can you fly?
I only have one wing, so I fly in a circle generally.
That's actually really funny.
I missed that one.
Hey, now, Andrea, I'm going to let you take us away with this because, you know, Busk Films, I want you to tell every lesbian out there, actually every gay man and... well, anyone with a GLBTI under that banner would be interested in what you're doing. Tell us about Busk Films.
Yeah, well, we don't want to limit it to the lesbians. Right now, we definitely have a little bit more lesbian content than queer content. But Busk is a video on demand site for indie queer film. And basically what it is you come onto the site, you browse, some very mainstream popular films to really hard to get Euro kind of films that, you know, people perhaps never have heard of.
Okay.
And you can rent them and you then gain access to them for a 48-hour period by streaming.
Are you for real? So basically you get on the internet, you feel like watching a bit of a lesbian movie, you're sitting at home and you can actually stream it online pretty much straight away.
That's it, exactly. Yeah.
Wow.
It's like, I don't know, you guys don't have Netflix over there, but basically super easy to use. And, I mean, you know, a lot of people worry about processing speeds and whatnot, but really, I mean, by now everyone's pretty much up to date with that. And we don't really seem to have any streaming issues now or buffering issues.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, and the nice thing about Busk is that, you know, we work directly with the filmmakers and content creators, so... a large portion of the revenue goes directly back to the filmmaker or
fantastic.
So, you know what, when you're buying a film, you're actually supporting indie film.
Yeah.
Well,
so. And the filmmaker's getting directly some more cashola as opposed to if it was going through another source.
Well, I guess, you know, there's an option. I mean, distribution is changing so dramatically, you know, and now filmmakers, if there's any filmmakers out there, you know, you have a lot of options and, you know, one option is to go through a distributor and get your content out that way. The other option is to take control of your own destiny
mm-hmm.
and go through channels like Busk or, you know, there's a lot of other streaming services out there. But, you know, we really try to educate and help the filmmaker reach their audience and reach people like your fans in Australia.
That's wonderful. So if you're an aspiring filmmaker, you can actually head down to Busk Films and apply to put a movie on.
Definitely.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. We get lots of submissions, random submissions from people, and we have three or four Aussie films now up on the site, three or four shorts. And they do really well. One of our top grossing short films is actually from a filmmaker from Sydney.
Wow.
And, you know, it's just amazing to see. You know, I actually, when I was over in Australia, I met with her and we had a great chat. And just so nice to see your film doing well and reaching the people that actually want to see it.
Absolutely. And I think also it gives these filmmakers a voice, especially, you know, lesbian filmmakers and the queer community, so much more of an opportunity. Also with queer film festivals, some of the movies that you probably have missed, you don't get a chance to see, you can see them on Busk Films, can't you? Well, some of them anyway.
Oh, for sure you can. Like, we have a lot of popular films, like A Marine Story is a very popular film. Elena and Dunn.
Yes.
You know, and we go back, you know, many years to the classic Loving Annabelle type film that, you know, everyone's probably watched about 15 times. But, you know, you should watch it again just for kicks. But it's, we kind of have a whole spectrum. And, you know, we really don't want to focus on just all the mainstream titles. We really want to go after those nuggets, those great indie films that are lesser known, you know, that maybe get lost in the mix, you know, that aren't necessarily, you know, picked up by the larger distributors because they don't have the kind of the market capabilities to draw the crowds or to be screened, that kind of thing. So we really want to pick those up and give those films opportunities as well.
Absolutely. Tell us a little bit about how it formed and the team behind it.
Well, basically, I was sitting around one day, and yeah, I was kind of just frustrated with the fact that there wasn't a lot of great queer content available online. And this was, you know, I'm talking about three years ago, you know, and things have changed dramatically since that time. But I basically was like, you know, where do I go? Like, I don't want to go to YouTube. YouTube is kind of a place where there's a lot of
porn.
We all know that it's either A, pirated, or B, you know, just a lot of mashups of things that, you know, don't really satisfy me that much. But so I just kind of went about figuring out how to build a site, and I talked to some friends who are in technology, and I talked to some friends in film, and we just started mulling about how this would play out, and started piecing together a site. And initially, we got some angel investment, so we were able to, you know, throw some money at it and get it off the ground. And then I ended up meeting Mel Pritchard, who actually lives in Melbourne.
Yeah.
She has now become Busk's film scout. So she wanders the globe in search of all the great content out there, and she's fantastic, and she has been in the industry for many, many years and is well known in the whole film festival circuits, and she does a stellar job of finding great content.
Oh, how wonderful. This is really exciting.
It's super exciting.
Yeah, where do you think queer filmmaking is heading, though? Do you think it's heading to the internet? Like, this is where it's going?
Oh, definitely. I mean, I don't think there are, you know, I think now is either filmmakers have so much opportunity, not only to reach an audience, but also potentially to make money, you know, and I mean, it's not always about money, but it's nice to be able to fund your next project or, you know, pay back mom or whatever,
yep,
whatever it is. But you know, I think that it's so nice to be able to know that through social media channels and through sites like Busk, you can actually reach the people your film was intended for. And I think that's so important, you know, it doesn't go through the film festival cycle and then just die out,
yeah,
know, in the abyss, which happened to a lot of films, you know, 10 years ago, 5 years ago, even now, because people don't know about sites like these, or, you know, you filmmakers finish a project, they kind of get tired of it, they get sick of it, they want to move on, and you know what, you might as well bring it to a place like Busk and have people see it, because you know what, we have people around the world in places like Egypt and Singapore and Norway and Sweden that watch content on Busk, and you know, they love these films, and we always get feedback from our users saying, you know, requesting films, certain titles, or just commenting on how excited they are about having access to this kind of content.
But this is the brilliant thing about Busk Films, that you've got access 24 hours. If you want to watch a movie, you know, a queer film, it's there for you to watch. That's what's so fantastic about it.
Yeah.
What a great bloody idea.
Well, thanks.
I think it's wonderful. I mean, for a woman that's only got one wing, I tell you what, you're doing some great things. Hey, now, just quickly, you've got some background. I mean, you've done some film and stuff, haven't you?
Yeah, I worked in the film industry for a while.
Yep.
And was a producer-director for a while.
Wow.
And I still shoot commercials on the side, you know.
On the side, yeah.
It's nice to kind of keep your finger in the business and know what's going on. And it's been an interesting process. And for sure, I think this is kind of Busk is kind of bringing all my knowledge and skill sets together. And it's been really fun building the site. And every single day that I work on it, I'm excited about it. So I think that's a great thing.
That's wonderful. Now, one more thing that I wanted to say. It's so funny because when I was researching you, Busk Films, and the CEO, founder, obviously there's a photo of you. And do you get a lot that you look like Shane from The L Word? Well, did you just go, did you base yourself around that character? Because it's working, honey.
I get, I get mobbed sometimes. I'm just kidding. I wish.
Well, you look so much like her. Like, I saw it on the internet at work and I giggled and went, oh, my God.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God, that's hot. So good for you.
Oh, I should change my haircut, I guess.
Yeah, no, the haircut's great. It's working. Any plans for coming to our shores, to Australia?
When am I coming?
Yeah.
Oh, well, hopefully soon. Mel and I like to keep in pretty close contact. And, we tend to, when it's winter here, I tend to want to escape as quickly as possible. So,
yeah.
Next time I am there, I'll be sure to let you know so I can...
Absolutely. You can come into the studio and we can talk face-to-face and I can look at you and your hairstyle. Hey, now tell us where we can find Busk Films again. Give us details.
Yeah, you can just go to buskfilms.com. That's B-U-S-K films.
Yep.
And we're on Facebook and Twitter as well.
Fantastic.
And we have all of our trailers up on YouTube if you're into that kind of thing.
Yep.
And we're kind of everywhere.
Yep. Well, it's a fantastic organization. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Thank you so much, darling.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.